that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm done. So done.
Well, that's our show.
It's over.
What? It's over. It is over.
Is that it?
That's it.
Everybody still awake?
Will you come on already? I just can't stand these long goodbyes.
All right, big finish.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pressure is mounting on President Biden to extend his end-of-the-month deadline for getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. British Prime Minister Johnson, among allies, pressing for the extension. However, the Taliban is insisting that the deadline must stand. The UN Human Rights Chief says there are credible reports of grievous human rights abuses at the hands of the Taliban in Afghanistan. It is not often that you hear a governor discouraging tourists from visiting the state, but that's exactly what Hawaii Governor David Ige is doing. It's all because of a surge in COVID-19 cases. He says ICUs are filling up, and he is discouraging all but essential business travel to Hawaii through the end of the month of October. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief. For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If it hasn't been hot enough for you yet, just wait. Today will be one of the hottest days in a while with some dangerous heat indices. For today, look for a high temperature around 97. Heat index as high as 106. That's the danger range. Only a small chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at best in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight, 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices, scattered storms, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. From the National Weather Association Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. An explosion at the Selma Convention Center causes major damage to the building and Rock City Hall. The explosion happened Monday evening while a budget meeting was underway. Selma Mayor James Perkins says the force of the blast shook City Hall and caused smoke and fire damage inside the building. Fortunately, no one was hurt in the blast. Montgomery police arrested 21-year-old Albert Pruitt III over the weekend. He's the second suspect in the shooting death of 25-year-old Keisha Green on July 28th. Pruitt has been charged with capital murder and assault. Police arrested and charged 23-year-old Brandon Jenkins in the case earlier this month. And the U.S. Postal Inspection Service is offering a reward after one of its employees was robbed in Montgomery last week. Authorities say it happened in Gibbs Village Friday afternoon. The USPS is offering a reward of up to $50,000 for information that leads to an arrest. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our August 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our August 50% off special.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cooled and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Brian. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk? You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking. And nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk Styles, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Skechers are walking shoes specialists, and Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing. Like Go Walk Hyperburst with foam that's ultra-lightweight with incredible rebound that helps propel you forward with every step. Or Go Walk Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified arch support that gives your walk the comfort and support you need mile after mile. now. And not only do GoWalk styles bring the tech, they bring the comfort. And with all the colors and designs you love in both easy slip-on and sporty lace-ups. Plus, they're even machine washable and surprisingly affordable. That's walking smart. So don't walk in shoes made for something else. Walk in shoes specially designed for walking. Skechers GoWalk. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Impacting you? Are you having a hard time seeing?
Yeah. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go. You know the thing.
I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way.
You don't tell your
family. Hey, mister. I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Is this how you conduct yourself? Democracy.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. How you doing, Eddie?
Doing well. How you doing, Joey?
I'm all right. It sounds like the new studio's coming along a little bit better. Better than yesterday.
Midway at the fair. The midway at the fair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, don't remind me about the fair. I have fair duty this year, and I'm not happy about it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And we have a very important guest. We're not allowed to go back and forth how we usually do here.
We do have one of the loveliest ladies I've seen in quite a while in this studio.
Indeed, and talented, and very much in the running for the Senate race here to replace Senator Richard Shelby. We have Katie Britt back on the show. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Joey, I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Excellent. Y'all are talking about the fair. It reminds me, I'll have to bring this next time, Eddie. I have a picture of Wesley. He was the 1 millionth visitor, he and his family, to the fair in Coleman County when he was one.
Really?
But he was so big.
Yeah, but he looked like a seven-year-old.
He totally. His mom has him in a stroller, and so it's like front page, right? And he has him in one of those little umbrella strollers, and both of his legs are dragging the side. And so it's one of my favorite things, because he looks like you said, a seven-year-old in a stroller. He's one. and it's a claim to fame. They were the 1 millionth visitor to the fair. Yeah.
Now, how much fair food did he eat that day? I bet he ate as much as a seven-year-old.
Probably.
It always goes to food with you.
Well, fair food? Come on. Who doesn't like fair food?
Yeah, that's true. Big funnel cake, big Polish sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Elephant ear.
Yeah. Do they do the corn now or the big... I'm always suspect of the turkey leg.
I'm telling you, I fell in love with fried butter and fried Snickers.
Fried butter?
Fried butter.
Oh, my God. It's the best thing ever.
I don't know about this.
I don't know either. This
I think I saw it at a Texas fair, and someone actually told me a couple years ago they had it at the Montgomery Fair. So I went specifically to find this fried butter.
Well, now I'm going to be on a mission so that I can come back in and report, because I don't even understand. I can't wrap my head around that.
All right. You remember that gum back in the day, Freshen Up gum, when you bit into it? Okay. This was just like that, except it's butter. And it's fried.
That doesn't sound good to me.
Oh, it is so good. This little warm rush of butter goes right.
How did we get on this conversation? what in the world is this? But, well, you're learning how the show is. Somebody complimented me, and I appreciate this compliment that, Joey, I like your show because it sounds like the beginning of Reservoir Dogs. And I'm like, wow. Well, a little cleaner than that. And they're like, yeah, but it's just a random conversation. So I'm sure we're not going to get into a conversation about the virtues of tipping here in a second.
You never know.
You never know. So you were at, and for folks, we are dealing with an echo in this brand new studio. It looks great. Still some technical issues, but it sounds like we're at a rally.
It does.
Sounds like it's echoing over the fields. You made your way up to Coleman this Saturday, because this was technically a Republican Party of Alabama event.
Yes. So, interestingly, the party event started on Friday evening. So, went and there was a reception, you know, dinner type thing with the Republican Party leadership from across the state. So, we had the opportunity, all four candidates for the U.S. Senate had the opportunity to be there and to say a few words. And then, obviously, there was continued events on Saturday. They had a breakfast Saturday morning, and then I attended the event there, the GOP event, prior to the rally. Yeah. And so got to see a lot of people before that. It was a really good time. A lot of good people, a lot of good conversations. Had the opportunity to meet the president and tell him, you know, obviously, thank you for his leadership and... we're continuing to fight for his America First agenda. So we really enjoyed it. And, you know, Coleman is home to Wesley. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, he's from Hanceville. So he's from Coleman County. Wow. He did end up going to Coleman High School and graduating from there. But so it's always good for him to be home.
One of these days, you got to bring Wesley with you to the studio. I like feeling diminutive.
Yes. Oh, I will.
You really want Eddie, that big of a man in this studio.
Yeah. You make fun of me for being short. I want to see you short.
have you met him?
I've seen him in pictures several times. And even in the pictures, I look up. I
don't... Right? That's so good. I have found I have to really work to not cut his head off in pictures.
Oh, I bet.
Right? I'm like, oh, wait. And then particularly like on a Facebook or whatever, and when they round it out, you know, you're doing a profile picture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He always looks like the headless horseman. Like, it's just, he's gone. It's gone. So he's 6'8", for the listeners. He is 6'8", 320. Played for the Alabama Crimson Tide. He was left tackle, captain of the football team, and then headed on to New England. And when we got to the Patriots, I really thought he would kind of sort of be amongst similarly sized people. But y'all, he was still bigger than everybody there.
Exactly. Yes.
You got to watch out for those
linemen. How did you like New England?
You know, I think it's one of those things, if you know you're not staying somewhere. Mm-hmm. So Alabama is home, born and raised, and we knew we were coming back home. Then I think you have the opportunity to have a better attitude about things that you may not.
You know, so, you're just temporary, so.
That's right. You know it's temporary. So when it snows, you're like, well, this is fun, you know, instead of being frustrated about it. And then, you know, things like lobster, which, you know, you know, and up there, it's so affordable because it's everywhere.
Even at the convenience store, you can get a lobster roll.
And I can't think of a more like night and day difference than the weather that was in Coleman.
Right.
Compared to a New England winter.
Oh, my goodness. Night and day.
Oh, and I think that's why the crowd was a bit raucous, because I believe a little birdie told me you can't have all these umbrellas. Secret Service would not allow. It makes sense with a crowd of that size. So people are rocking the ponchos.
100%. And those ponchos, you know, make you even more warm, yes. Should I say? Is that? And you know, there had been rain, so you're kind of walking around in mud, and you know, but people were there for it.
So the crowd was riled up. I mean, they were getting involved even with some of the early speakers. And there was one moment when your opponent was speaking, Congressman Mo Brooks, where he talked about forget 2020 and let's move on to 22 and 24. And it made me think, I want to draw a distinction here. If you were in the Congress in early January, you had to vote on the certification of the election. Would you have voted to certify the states that were in question, or would you have not?
Well, I'll tell you, if I had been in Congress, what I would have done was started a lot earlier, Joey. So I think if you look back, you know, President Trump, well, we can even actually rewind all the way to really the 2016 election. It's interesting how depending on kind of what happens, people forget. If you remember back in 2016, all of the Democrats said that there had been an interference in the election, and but for that interference, we would have had a President Hillary Clinton. If you look back over that, you see over those 4 years, in particular the first two, like, we've got to be paying attention to our elections. You see it in the New York Times. You see it in the Washington Post. Why aren't we doing more to secure our elections? You know, this is the foundation of our democracy.
Right.
So it's interesting how that that shifted once President Trump started sounding the alarms, and he did. He started sounding them in the summer of 2020, saying they are changing election protocol. They are doing things that are going to undermine this election. And so if I had been in Congress, I would have joined those forces at that point in time, because it's easy to be a day late and a dollar short and to get on a bandwagon after you know the direction it's going. It's challenging to be up front and to be a real leader and to say, let's make sure that this doesn't happen. And so I think that's kind of where people miss the mark, is he was sounding the bells and nobody did a thing. And then you have this playing out. And so it's interesting too, because the very people who said in the New York Times, we have to secure our election, and if we don't, it's going to undermine our democracy, then those exact people are on the other side of this. And I think that Congressman Brooks got it wrong on Saturday. I mean, if we do not shore up these elections, if people don't have faith, Joey, in our process and have faith in the security of their vote, it will be a crack in the foundation of our democracy that we will never get over. So what I want to remind all of the people on the left is they had this very same thing to say after 2016. And so what does that show? It shows a pattern of lack of trust. And if all of the American citizens don't trust the process and don't believe it's fair, then our nation will crumble. And so I believe we need a forensic audit. We need to take a look and make sure that we know what's happening and when, and that everybody is shoring up this process, and that way people have confidence and they know that their vote counts and that they know that our democracy is strong. And so those are the things I would fight for, and I think he got it wrong.
Well, and very well said in terms of the lack of trust, and this has developed over several years. And it's interesting how especially the political commentary, say the corporate press, it's slippery and selective and when they want to point out in the integrity issues. But Eddie, what's my line been on this? Stolen fair and square? Yeah.
The whole time.
Because they did change it in broad daylight. And one part I find, and there are a lot of things to find frustrating, disappointing, horrifying about January the 6th, but I was very frustrated with the fact that we didn't actually get to see people make arguments on the floor. The Democrats did this when they said Rodham, as I call her, should have been president. And when you look at the press and the way, especially some of the left-wing corporate press, but I repeat myself, at the national level, would you agree with their characterization that this is an insurrection, or would you have a different take on that?
You know, I think if you look back, obviously, you cannot excuse the behavior of obviously coming into the Capitol in the way that these men and women did.
Right.
I mean, that is never the answer. That's not who we are as a country. You know, I do believe in obviously the freedoms that we're afforded, and those freedoms allow us to petition and to protest and to speak our mind, although that is clearly under attack, and I'm not really sure freedom of speech exists anymore. I mean, if you look at what's happening with big tech and you look at the fact that they can silence the president of the United States, make no mistake, and no matter which side of that argument you're on, I ask you to think about that. If they can silence the president of the United States, they can silence anyone. And it is only a matter of time before the people on the left are actually the ones that, like, it's coming for you. Like, but particularly as Christians and conservatives, you know, our ability to speak freely and to talk about, you know, whether it is the way that we feel about masks or the way that we feel about these things, that is absolutely under attack. And you look at even when we were trying to, several examples throughout the pandemic, when people were trying to have dialogue about what they were thinking and that, and they were getting shut down. Their videos were getting pulled from the internet. And so all of that to say, I mean, the answer is to be strong. The answer is to, you know, not back down, but violence is never the answer. It's just not, and that's not who we are as a country. That day was a sad day for our country, because that's not who we are. I also think it's important, if you look at, you know, the police officers and the brave men and women that continue to stand up for our country, whether it be the officers that have taken their life there after January 6th, just in that, or across our country. You know, we are seeing people turn on the police force across our nation. And I, you know, beg and plead, particularly with Alabamians, to make sure that you stand with the men and women in blue. I mean, you know, if you look at our response times, they are up astronomically, you know, when people really need help. And so if you look at that, if you look at them putting their life on the line every single day, I think we have to reevaluate some of those things as a nation and make sure that we're standing with the men and women that are protecting our freedoms and protecting our safety, because that's what America's founded on.
Well, and just to give it back to you, and after we hit the break, I want to get into cryptocurrency and what happened with Bitcoin.
Nice.
I want to get into what's happening with Afghanistan.
Nice.
I just wanted to, I discussed this with another one of your opponents the other day. I just wanted to get folks on the record about what happened in 2020 and in early 2021. Just to give it back to you, it sounds like on certifying the election, it was just too little too late.
I'm disappointed in our leadership. I think this is what people are frustrated about, Joey. Like, everywhere I go, people talk about how Republicans back down, how Republicans apologize, how Republicans don't fight. And what I'm saying is there was a lot of, like, show that occurred, but it was just that. It was a lot of self-serving show. Mm-hmm. And if you look back, the real fight was when President Trump said, hey, they're changing this. Hey, that's not election protocol. Hey, they're not certifying signatures in Pennsylvania. Why are we going to come in after the game is over and it has been called and the referees have hit the locker room, and then we're going to try to say, but did you see that fourth down play? Did you see it? We want to all come back in this. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just typical. This is why Alabamians are sick of career politicians. This is why they're sick of Mo Brooks. I mean, this is consistent behavior. He's been living off the government dime for 40 years. And then you see an opportunity to capitalize on something. The real leadership would have been fighting across the country before the election, you know, raising awareness of this, doing it directly afterwards. I mean, that's the type of leadership we need. But continually, we have Republicans who don't stand up when we need them to stand up.
Right.
And that's what people are sick of. And then we get in this situation, and then we have a lot of people who selfishly try to make it about themselves. And then we saw that there. We saw that on Saturday when Congressman Brooks said, hey, let's move on. It's like, well, now that's beneficial because he needs all those people to get back out and vote in 2022. Alabamians are sick of selfish career politicians. They're sick of it. They want people who will actually listen and then fight and then move the needle, not just be loud, move the needle. So when I am in the Senate, I am going to make election security and integrity a priority. And you better believe that I'm not just going to be on this show. I'm going to be anywhere in the country that they need me to, saying this has to be done right. I'm going to be for the Republican cause. I'm going to be for democracy. And I'm going to be for free and fair elections. And I'm not going to apologize.
Well, and on the violence that day, it is unconscionable. I don't like seeing things destroyed. I don't like seeing people, especially people who protect and serve the Capitol, threatened.
No.
I can't stand that. I also think it's dangerous. Just the trend I'm seeing that so many are branding not just the folks who were there that day and who were violent, but Trump supporters, conservatives, to quote John O'Brien, even libertarians are a potential threat to the country as insurrectionists. And this was almost like an American 9/11. But, you know, as we come up on the 20th anniversary and as we're going to talk about Afghanistan, I find the comparison a bit much, and for a particular agenda a certain group have. And I get very worried about this language. I've told folks, actually one of the guys is on hold right now, you call up here and you're a little hot and a little like I'm riled up, you advocate violence, I'm going to assume you're a Fed. All right? Stop trying to, you know, come in and get me roped into something. This is not the way we behave. But I would also turn to folks, say, with big platforms, you cannot call your fellow Americans insurrectionist and start talking about almost a domestic surveillance state against them.
Right.
Well, and I think we've got to have real leaders who stand up beforehand and do the right thing. And I think we've seen, I was pleased to see Coach Tuberville, you know, he came out and said, look, Arizona, there's some real problems here. Pennsylvania, there's some real problems here. And so and it's interesting, too, because the liberal media has taken all of that as these people are terrible. Well, if you look at back when, 4 years before, they did the same thing to Donald Trump.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they did the same thing to Donald Trump, but now, and that's why Americans don't trust the media.
Nope.
Because they don't take the same set of facts and apply them equally. No one's saying, well, these people did it against Trump and now they're, you know, now the Republicans are doing it. It's unfortunate, and it's discrediting who we are, and we have to fight, and we have to make sure that these elections are secure and that we go back and look at every single state and we get it right, and people have answers, because people need to know that their vote counts, and we need to do a comprehensive audit to make sure that that occurs.
Again, folks, we're talking to Katie Britt. She is a candidate for United States Senate. Coming up, I want to talk about Afghanistan, as well as you got caught in the crosshairs of Silicon Valley in the Bitcoin world.
I sure did.
Not for something you did, but we'll get into that. And I appreciate you bringing up the issue of trust, because when I look at the institutions in this country, not just government, but a lot of powerful institutions across the board, the lack of trust in those institutions, I think, can be very dangerous, and it can lead to lack of trust in one's neighbor, which is even more dangerous. More news and views from 9 till noon with Katie Britt right after this.
Touch your news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. So far this year, over 3,900 homes have sold and closed, which is over 600 homes closing every month. The average sales price was over $221,000. Many home buyers were in the first home homebuyer price range, which means that first home homebuyers are out in force, and that is a good thing for buyers, sellers, and the economy. Our supply of homes is very low, and this generates multiple offers and offers above asking price, which is good news for sellers. Recently, some of our landlords have chosen to sell, and we've received acceptable offers in hours versus days. Our company is growing as a result of our market. We are looking for new agents and a bookkeeper to keep up with our growing sales, listings, and property management clients. For all the updated information, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Big tech monitors us, censors us, deplatforms us. Conservatives have been helpless to do anything about it until now. Join Gettr, the social media platform that supports free speech and opposes cancel culture. On Gettr, you can express your political beliefs without fear of Silicon Valley liberals coming after you. Gettr is led by former Trump advisor and War Room co-host Jason Miller, who saw what big tech did to President Trump and decided to fight back. Gettr is the fastest growing social media platform in history, with 2 million users, including prominent conservatives like Mike Pompeo, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Steve Bannon. Join Gettr. It's in the App Store, the Google Play Store, and at Gettr.com. Longer posts, longer videos, sharper and clearer pictures. And unlike the Silicon Valley oligarchs, Gettr will never sell your data. Send a message today. Join Gettr. It's time to cancel culture.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, our in-studio guest, always great seeing her, Katie Britt, candidate for United States Senate. And there was, I've noticed, we got to up our game as Alabamians on the Twitter. We're just all, for the most part, weak. And I'm more projecting my own weakness onto others, I suppose. But, I look at elected officials, I look at people here in the state of Alabama, we're just kind of slow on the Twitter game. But then you had some tweets and a whole Twitter spat that was, up there in the big leagues. And it has to do with, to remind folks, the infrastructure bill, the bipartisan one, what, $1.5 trillion or something like that?
Yes, 1.2 is the first one, and 3.5 is its twin sister. It's coming right after it.
Yeah, I've never had the experience myself. I'm not married yet. But also with friends who have had twins where you have the first, what a beautiful baby. And then the next one comes up and goes, How big is it? Is that a 20-pound child?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. One smaller than the other because the other one stole the food supply. Yeah. That's what we have here.
Right. And Jim Ziegler was in studio yesterday, and he said, "Well, no, we got about 9 months until May, so this is like a gestation period."
Oh my gosh, no, he did not.
I told him, Jim, that thank God we don't make babies this way. I mean, maybe this is the best system we got for electing representatives and senators, but and governor.
And I'll have to say, Joe, you sounded like him when you just said that.
I love Jim, but he's very easy to impersonate.
That was impressive.
Lower Alabama. Slow draw. Right.
Yes. So, but you had it incoming with the cryptocurrency thing because your former boss, you're the chief of staff for Senator Shelby, for those who don't remember, there was an amendment to the initial language in the bill. So this, my understanding is this infrastructure bill, I don't know why it's in there, had new rules and regs, maybe fees, taxes on the cryptocurrency industry. A lot of folks made hay saying this is going to destroy our industry, this new fledgling discovery and technology. So some senators got together, Toomey and others, and they said, hey, let's make this right so we don't destroy this thing in the crib. And I don't know parliamentary procedure. You know this much better than I do, but I characterize it this way on air when all this happens. Like, hey, does everybody agree with the thing we're doing? And usually everybody has to go, yeah, we got, yeah, cool, the thing.
Yeah, we all agree.
Yeah, and instead, somebody went up and go, no, I don't.
Uh-huh.
And it was Senator Shelby. It went on, in my understanding, because he didn't, with other senators, get a military infrastructure amendment he wanted. But you got blown up on Twitter.
I sure did.
Because of this. So from your point of view, describe everything that happened.
Yeah. So, serving as the chief of staff for our senior senator gave me a front row seat to the challenges and the opportunities of our state. And got to do a lot of great things, you know, in that role. Finding good conservative judges, you know, was one of the things I was most proud of, Joey. It was, we had, if you remember, Shelby and Sessions sat on all the judgeships through the Obama years because they knew that the last line of defense, you know, the last line of defense are our courts. And so we have to make sure we have good conservative judges that believe in the rule of law to protect life, to protect the Second Amendment, you know, to protect religious freedoms, and so many more, so much more. And so was really proud to work on that, work on a lot of agriculture stuff, work on all kinds of things. But, you know, one thing, it's at the end of the day, his name is on the door. So one of the things I would always say to him is, you know, you pay me to tell you to have a, you know, if I have a different opinion, to voice it. And so a lot of times, you know, you go toe to toe. At the end of the day, whatever, you know, whatever he decides is obviously his decision, and you move along with that. But making sure that, you know, when I disagreed with him, I voiced it and had spirited conversation, so to speak. So all of that to say, though, I, you know, can't be his surrogate, but certainly that night when he, objected and said he wanted a vote on his defense bill. And in reading through what he put out online, felt like the 1.2 billion or trillion dollar infrastructure. Look at me using billions. I forgot we've moved on, Eddie. We've moved on to trillions of spending that, trillions of taxpayer dollars in one swoop.
Because that's my bill.
Yeah. And hey, and it's your money too that needs to be in your pocket, not in the government's. But there was no defense spending at all. So when we were investing in infrastructure, there was nothing in rehabilitating our bases and where our military, our servicemen and women live and those kinds of things.
Right,
and
I'm a military brat, and most of my time spent around, it was in the early 80s and late 70s, but military bases always needed upgrading, especially housing.
Housing
was... it was from World War II most of the time, to be honest.
Yes. Well, and so it's my understanding from reading his stuff online that that was his take is, hey, if we're going to spend $1.2 trillion of the taxpayers' money, and you know, that bill is chocked full of liberal policies.
Oh, yeah.
It is chocked full of socialist, pay you to stay home, just not actual infrastructure, you know? And he said, this needs to be in there. So it's my understanding he just wanted a vote on his amendment, and they wouldn't give him a vote. So he was going to hold up all the amendments until he got a vote. And it was the crypto amendment, which ironically he was for.
Okay.
Yes. So he then went on the record and said, no, I'm for this. I'm for it. I just want to vote on my amendment. So it got caught up in the chess game that is the United States Senate sometimes.
Well, and how did it end up in the Senate race? Because it really, I guess, folks in Silicon Valley or in the Bitcoin space were like, let's talk to her.
Yeah, so interestingly, where we really need to kind of move back to is the people who put the language in the bill to start with that was so terrible. So if not for the Toomey Amendment, which we needed the Toomey Amendment, which obviously did not get added, and you know, we can be hopeful that something will occur in the House or in conference to get it in, but just for your listeners to know, I mean, without the we needed the Toomey Amendment to be added, because otherwise this innovation that's occurring and this entire industry, innovation and jobs and opportunity and creativity and, you know, moving the space, it would start to push jobs overseas. And the last thing that we want to do is to take this very powerful, you know, currency and start moving key jobs to China. I mean, they have too much of what we need already. We need to keep jobs and we need to keep innovation in America. And so the Toomey Amendment, by being added, allowed, it was all about the definition of, you know, a broker and these kinds of things, but it allowed there to be some clarity so that it would make sense for these jobs and this type of stuff to stay in America. And so it ultimately did not get added, but yes, I got, because of, you know, like I said, I can't be his surrogate, but certainly people threw me out there and said she used to work for him.
Well, and I think it's a blessing in disguise because it allowed you to make a clear position on cryptocurrency.
Yes, and I, interestingly, have followed cryptocurrency, and there's still so much that I need to learn and know and that kind of thing, but for years. And so luckily, I had several friends and people that I have met that I was able to kind of call immediately and say, hey, what's going on? Like, read me into this.
Sure.
And certainly want to be an advocate for that continued innovation and, you know, that continuing to occur here. It hasn't been regulated, obviously, by the government. And it's interesting, too, this is typical federal government. They want to come in and regulate an industry that they know nothing about.
Exactly. That's what
nothing about. This is so big government. No, nothing about. And they don't even have. And then we don't even need a hearing, Eddie. So first off, I would guarantee you that there are probably only three United States senators that even maybe.
Oh, sure.
I mean, right? Maybe a few more. I'm not sure. But then they want to come in and regulate it with no hearings, no nothing. And all we see time and time and time again, and I am sure that there is a proper space for regulation on this, but all we see is government coming in and getting in the way of hardworking Alabamians, hardworking Americans, taking more of your taxpayer dollars and using them for things you don't want to do. And that's what we see consistently. So yeah, it did give me an opportunity to make sure that the cryptocurrency world knew that I was a friend.
Well, this is something very near and dear to my heart. Sometimes sour grapes. The first Bitcoin I purchased was at $90.
Yeah. How much did you sell it for, Joey?
Like 1,200. I still made money, but like, you know.
What would it be worth today, Joey?
It would be worth, what is it at? Like 48, 49, 50?
Yeah.
1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's frustrating.
It blows my mind.
Yeah, it's an incredible new tech.
But we sat here and laughed at Dogecoin, and said, oh, what a joke it was, as it steadily goes up every day we were laughing at it.
And we had to hit one quick break here, but you were going to say something?
Oh, no, no, I just am thinking of Biden and his continual overreach, and I think there's like 30 different new taxes in that piece of legislation. It's just a total disaster, just like every single thing he has touched during his presidency. Every single thing in this country is moving in the wrong direction.
When we come back, I want to talk about, well, the biggest in his early days of his presidency, this debacle that is the exit from Afghanistan. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back with Katie Britt, candidate for United States Senate.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
I have a special guest in the studio with me today, and his name is Foster Grump. And Mr. Grump, I understand you've been checking out some of the businesses downtown.
Yes, we have. We went down to Taco Pecan, and you know what, Bubba? They have the most wonderful things. They have roasted and salted pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon pecans, honey pecans, chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, all kinds of great pecans. And you know, I wanted to go find something for my girl, Janie. And so I went in there and they had some wonderful treats like necklaces and purses, things like that. And even Lieutenant Stan came and got him an ice cream cone. So y'all need to come check out Tucker Pecan.
All right, Mr. Grump, thank you very much. David Littleton. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
College football is almost here. Don't forget your tailgating supplies. You can get them at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The heat is on for the next few days. Heat index will be well into triple digits. Not many storms around. Today's high temperature up to about 97. Heat index as high as 106. That's the danger range. Only isolated afternoon and evening storms, but not many on radar. Low tonight, 75. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, high temperature in the middle 90s. Triple digit heat index continues. Scattered random storms in the afternoon and evening hours. From the National Weather Association Conference in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air rallies for you. No matter the problem, Dixie will tackle it. After all, we're your biggest fan. Visit calldixie.com today.
Number 15033.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam!
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly!
Call David Ernest today.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To News and Views from 9 till noon. In studio, well, Eddie's here.
Yes, I'm here, Joey.
But in studio, I'm much happier about Katie Britt being here.
I am so glad to be here in this brand new studio.
Yeah, and once when you come back, maybe in a month or so, maybe we'll get the echo gone and we'll be at 100% capacity.
This is good. This is the hazing period. You're just,
they do this on purpose.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So one massive debacle we witnessed over this last couple weeks is the pullout from Afghanistan. I've been a major proponent of wanting to get out of Afghanistan in particular. I just think it's been way too little too late.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have time, nor do we need to necessarily get into the history of all that. But as you watch the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and it's still going on, we're acting like it's in the past, what are your thoughts?
Oh, it is a complete and total failure. And it is a complete disgrace, the way that we are projecting America abroad. It's Biden is a disaster, but this one might take the cake. First off, you never leave soldiers behind. You never leave civilians behind. You don't leave our allies that aided us in this behind, because you are leaving them. You are certain to know what's going to occur. It's just, to me, fundamentally un-American. And one of the things, Joey, you know, and you may feel this way as well, but when we look at Afghanistan, you know, those are our friends who put their life on the line. You know, that left school or that decided to, you know, leave their job and join forces, because let's not forget what occurred on 9/11 and how our world changed. And I think one of the things that I think is most important is that those servicemen and women know that their sacrifice was not in vain. For 20 years, our homeland has been safe because they contained the enemy. And our homeland has been safe. And they also, while doing that, gave people opportunity and freedom, and, you know, women and children got to lead lives that they would have never led but for the selfless sacrifice of our servicemen and women. And this also reminds me that we don't treat our veterans the way that we should. I mean, there is no doubt, because those men and women came home, and some of them had wounds that we could see, and some of them have wounds that we can't. And we consistently turn our back on them when they need us the most, when they put their life on the line so that we could live free and not worry about another 9/11 and not worry about, you know, our children attending a football game or whatnot. I mean, if you think back, we owe them a great debt of gratitude. And the way that Biden has done this has shown weakness. It has been a total disaster. And mark my words, now he has allowed a hotbed of terrorists to come back to life. And he has, let's go back to his additional crisis of the border, which is a free and open border for all intensive purposes, because he took away President Trump's remain in Mexico policies and has put back in Obama's catch and release. So, Joey, it is only a matter of time before those men and women that are, you know, taught to hate America come right back over the border, and we are right back where we were 20 years ago. So it's just, it's a total disgrace. And I think it also sends, if you look at what China has been saying to Taiwan, it didn't take them but 48 hours to say, hey, see that? Biden won't have your back. Right. If things get hot, Biden is going to run. And it's just the exact opposite of the strength that President Trump showed. And it's just fundamentally un-American.
Could you get out of my head? I was going to ask you about Taiwan next.
Well, I'll
put it this way. Because Biden has shown that weakness and China has jumped on that opportunity, as you just said. I don't think it'll be this soon, but who knows? Say China says we're doing a cross-strait amphibious invasion and landing into Taiwan. In the next 2 months, we see that come across the headlines. What do you think the United States government and military should do?
Well, I certainly hope that we stand up for the freedom-loving people of Taiwan. And it's a national security threat on so many levels, okay? Not only what they stand for, but, you know, we talked earlier a little bit about cryptocurrency and shipping jobs and technology overseas.
Right.
Well, that's what we've been doing for years, and that's why President Trump's America First agenda resonated with so many people, because what you saw, like, for instance, the chips in the cars, you know, we're all hearing about how there are cars that are manufactured that are now have rats in them and are destroyed in fields across America because they are missing, they don't have all the parts and they're missing the chip. Well, did you know that we actually created the technology for that chip here in America? We actually built, okay, we built the machines that you need to use to here in America, and then we shipped it all over. So there are so many things that are hunkered down in Taiwan and other places that, you know, we can't afford on a multitude of levels to let them invade. But that's what we're showing. We're showing weakness, and we're showing we're not going to stand with our friends. And unfortunately, when that happens, the ripple effect is tremendous. And the whole point is to show enough, you want to show strength so that we don't get into wars.
Right. Well, we're pretty much out of time here. If folks want to follow your campaign, follow you on Twitter, online, want to volunteer and give you money, how can
they
do so?
We want to earn your vote, and we want to go to the United States Senate and fight for our Christian conservative values and not apologize for it, and make sure that hardworking Alabamians have a seat at the table. And so our website is katiebrittforsenate.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And Facebook, Katie Britt for Alabama, and Twitter, Katie Britt for AL, and Instagram, the same. But Katie Britt for Senate.com. We want to earn your vote, and we want your support, and we need it. And we're going to go and take our fight to Washington, D.C.
Well, Katie, always great seeing you.
Thank you. Thank you all for having
callers
me.
Callers today, my phone was blowing up. Our phones was not working. So you got to come back.
Okay,
got,
I would love to.
We got callers that want to talk to you left and right.
I would love
to. Yeah, we don't have to wait a month if you don't.
Right. That's right.
Please
I'll be
don't.
Back. I'm just
please don't.
got, and now we got this new studio down here. I can come knock on the door and get you, I mean, knock on the window and get you to let me in.
You know, bring some donuts by or something. Windows work, they open and we can take donuts in the window.
Eddie, shut your mouth.
Just the put donuts, it out there. Eddie, and the ice cream. I've forgotten it. This is a fail on my part. Next time.
I didn't want
Next
to bring
time.
It up.
Yep, okay, there it is.
I wish sometimes, Eddie, you would shut your mouth. I really.
Well, y'all, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I appreciate time with your listeners.
Thank you, Katie. Folks, stay tuned. More news and views after the top of the hour break.